Proclamation number 6012, dated the July 30th, 1954. Silent prayer. Public confession. Let those who worship me do so in spirit and in truth. Only what comes from the very bottom of your heart is pleasing to me and will reach my ear. Hence, I only look into a person's heart and disregard the words spoken by the mouth if the heart is not involved. If you are able to completely withdraw from the world in order to enter into heartfelt dialogue with me, then you are already praising me without words through your willingness to make contact with me, then you are sending me in thoughts a silent prayer, true worship, which will be a great blessing for your soul. For the connection with me lets you gain strength and grace, which is experienced by the soul as help for its maturation. This sincere form of prayer is the true prayer which is pleasing to me, for then you have voluntarily approached me so closely that the strength of my love can touch you, drawing you ever more affectionately towards me. If you want to speak to me, then the spoken word is truly unnecessary. For this can easily intend to hide or pretend something, which I certainly recognize but which need not be evident to another person who allows himself to be easily deceived and then will use the same form of prayer himself. Step into your closet if you want to pray. Withdraw into complete silence. You will be able to find me there far easier and communicate with me like a child with its father. And you'll tell me everything without fear and in childlike trust. And your requests will be granted to you, because then your prayers will reach my ear. For I have promised you this with the words, "Come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Thus I will keep my promise with anyone who comes to me, and this more evidently so the more trustingly he approaches me, the more intimately he unites with me and entrusts himself to me in silent conversation. The spoken language is intended for your communication amongst yourselves. But I don't need words, for I know everything. I look into your heart and read your thoughts, and thus you cannot deceive me, no matter how beautiful your words are, just as no words are needed if you want to exalt and praise me. Because a silent expression of thankfulness, a humble call upon me, a life following my will, a faith brought alive through love will truly please me and include praise and thanks as well. Yet you shall confess me to your fellow human beings with your mouth. Where it concerns your attitude towards the faith, you shall confess me freely and openly and not fear the consequences of your courage of conviction. For this confession shall in turn be an incentive for your fellow human beings whose faith is still weak, and at the same time it demonstrates that you support the truth, that you don't want to give an outward impression which does not concur with your inner thinking, with your conviction. You shall always be true and put me in my name above all else if this confession is demanded of you. But whatever you want to tell me can be presented to me by you silently and in secret, for I want to hear the voice of your heart and not just words spoken by the mouth without the involvement of the heart. And such prayers are tremendously powerful if they are sent to me in unison. If people come together imploring me to grant a particular request, if they all appeal for the same, if they send the same plea to me, and even if it is just a short call, I will hear it and grant it if they pray to me in spirit and in truth. Amen.